Irandas, Tzadik Vav Amid Beis. We're in the middle of the bottom Tosfos, and Tosfos was machadish that halacha that a davar amefafeya travels even a yedei tzli. That is even though it's defying gravity, even it's going milamato lamaila, but it will be mefafeya. Now we are on the fourth line from the Tosfos. Umashe noagu. Tosfos says the minhag ha'olam is shemolchim bosar harbe. They're meleach, they salt a lot of meat. Umeinichin begigis, and they put it in a barrel. Upa'omim chaticha achas chetzio l'sei chatzir. You have a piece of meat, that half of the meat is soaking in tzir, in juice. Now, this juice is treifa juice. That means this juice comes from the dam that the salt excreted from the basar, and now you have meat that's soaking in this juice. So the juice is treifa juice, and the basar that is soaking in the juice, we say kavush kimavushal. So this basar was beilei at the time of the dam which is also. And the other half of the piece of meat is over the tzir, and it's not soaking in the tzir. So the minhag ha'olam is v'chotchin ma'ase b'soich ha'tzir u'mashlichin da'osa. So the minhag ha'olam is whatever was soaking in the tzir, they cut away. That was also was soaking in tzir, which is molei dam. The tzir comes from a chilek of the tzir is the dam that was taken out through the salting. And whatever was not soaking in the tzir is mutter. V'loy amrinon shiyefafeya hadam lemailo v'yeser kol achatiche k'dom agavi chilek. I just said, by mefafeya, then it defies gravity, and if you have chalev shel iser, on the bottom, it'll be mefafeya, it'll go up. So memele, here I have this boso was boileya tzir shel iser, that has dam in it. So half of the basar is also the basar. It has a blia of dam. So lechayre, it should go up. Kovish kimavushal. So it was cooked. So now the blia should go up. B'lei amrini shefefei adam l'may l'v'yesa kol achatichi k'dom agabi chaylev. Dam is a substance that does not spread out. We find something exclusive by it that's unique by dam, that if you have dam that's running over meat, it will slide over the meat and there won't be nivla in the meat. Dam has this characteristic. Doesn't afilu, it's on top of the meat. It will not be nivla in the meat. It just slides over it. So the dam won't go up. So fine, that's no problem. But Tyson says another problem. Vafilu yesh shumin bebosso shebesoy chatzir. Now the tzir is tzir that the bosso is soaking in, so you have, it's fatty. That means some shumen also came out to this melicha process. Now, by fat we have, that fat is mefafeya, akalo lamaylo. So, lechere, so the kash is as follows. No, the fat lechere is muta, but the fat has in it a bli of dam, there's dam in this fat also. So we should say chatich and nas and the vele. So the fat became also of the dam sheboy, and the fat is mefafeya, so the fat go up into the second half of the chatiches boso, that's lamaila minatzir, and let it answer that. So Taishvi says, Leimrinin de nas and the vele machmas adam, we don't say that the shumin sabitzir became also. And now it's also al tachaticha di sure v'choyza v'oysa ma shechutz l'tzir di mefafeya and shumin is mefafeya l'fi ma shefore sharav rabbeinu prayim l'sha chaticha atzma nasis nevei le'ela b'bosa b'cholo. So Taisis says, now Taisis is going to make pashidin echashboinis. So Taisis says, the first chashbin is, according to the Rabbeinu Ephraim, Rabbein Ephraim says, you don't say chaticha nasa nevela only by bosa b'cholov. The whole concept is by bosa b'cholov. Cholov goes into the bosa, so the bosa also becomes osa. But if you have a bliyah shel isa, the dover shel heta, the only thing that remains osa is the bliyah, but the dover shel heta does not become a chemsidi isa. You don't say chaticha nasa nevela. So the dam, we said, will not go up. The dam that is ma'uriv in the shuman, let the shuman go up, the shuman is atah. The shuman doesn't become also because the shuman has in itself a bliya of dam. The shuman is mutter. The dam shabai is also. And if the shuman goes up, but the dam doesn't go up. Now, if we would say chaticha nas in the veil, so then we say, but the shuman is also also. So let the shuman asa the chelik alien of the bosa. But since we don't say chaticha nas in the veil, so memela, that is why the bosa is muta. Ubalav ochinami, now Taisva says, Ubalav ochinami, kivin deloy epsha ha'isa lehispashet chutz letzir. Now Taisva says, Amor de Kechidish. Taisva says that, afilu we do say chaticha nas in the vela. We say by all Isurim that not only the bliya is also, but the whole chaticha becomes a chetzad Isurim. But kiven d'loy epsher ho iser lehispashet chutz letzir. The iser in the chaticha, that means the iser in the chaticha is the dam. So the iser in the chaticha cannot be nispashet lamaila, because we said dam mishrek shori is shori. So even though the shumin sheboy is nispashet, lemrinin chaticha atzmo nasis nevela vayseres eskola chaticha is ela bemokim sheiser mispashet b'chola chatichas. That means if the iser is also nispashet, that means if the dam would go up, we would say, no, legabi the dam yev shishim. So say, no, but not only dam, it's dam in tzir and shumin. So memele, so you have to cheshbin with everything that's going up. But the dam lamaisa doesn't go up. So the dam doesn't go up. So the whole iser of the shumin and the tzir is because of the dam shevoy. So the whole concept of chaticha nas and nevela was only said, if you have a dover isa, no mitzatis dover isa, perhaps you could have shishim levatloi. So we say the isa that's mu'urim. And the heter, the whole heter also becomes a chavsid isurim. So that's the din of chaticha nas and nevela. Like, for example, you have over here, we just like by bosa b'cholov. You'll have here a small amount of milk falls on basar. So now, if there was not shishim in this basar, so the whole basar becomes asar, it's basar b'cholam. Now you will mishayer this piece of meat connected another piece of meat. You don't need shishim connected the cholam, you need shishim connected the chaticha basar. It became basar b'cholam. So that means even, some shad is like this, the milk, if this meat would not have been basa b'cholov, would not have become basa b'cholov. So then I say the tipas cholov becomes, is nispashit and all the chatiches, and that tipas cholov would be batel b'shish. But since it became, this chatich, the first chatiches basa became basa b'cholov, so now you don't cheshbon with the tipa, you cheshbon with the whole chatiche, and now you need shishim keneged that chatiche. So the whole concept of chatiche nas and nevele, that I, is only a din in the shir of shishim, that means I have iser over here, the iser shaboy can, the shishim kenegdoi, so I say, the whole chatiche is mitztarev to the iser, not only of shishim keneged the whole chatiche. But over here, if I have here boso, that's soaking in tzir. Now this tzir is also because of the dam shaboy. There's dam in the tzir, the shuman in the tzir. There's a lot of components in the tzir. Now the dam shaboy will not go up at all. That means if I have half a piece of meat that's soaking in tzir, which is beileya the osa the ketzir, the other half is chutz from the tzir. So the dam shaboy, which is the sibas eser, will not go up, because Taisa says dam is mishrek shori, it will not go up. So memela, but what does go up? What will go up will be the shuman will go up. But the shuman can't be more, the nesah can't be more chomer than the oiser. So if the oiser will not aser the top chelik of the basa, because the dam doesn't go up. So the shuman, which was nesah machmas oiser, can't be more chomer than the oiser. Others say a loshin, they bring from the sefer to mish loye tofu chomer min eikah. The whole reason the tzir is also is because of the dam shaboy. And the dam shaboy will not go up to the chaylik habosa that's lamayla min atzir. So the shuman that goes up will not also. That's why Taisa says, kivin deloy efsha for isa li spashe chutz letzir shori. The loyam rina chaticha atzma nasis nevela vayseres kaskola chatichas ela bemokim sho isa mishpashit b'chola chaticha. The isa is bekoyich lispashit b'chola chaticha. That means you have a tipas cholov. So this tipas cholov in reality is nispashit in all the chatichas in the kedere. But can I get all these chatichas, you would have shishim. So I say, but it's not only the tipas cholov that's also the soul chatichas basa became also as basa b'cholov. Dumya the tipas cholov. Teida, so Taisa says, I'll prove this to you. The chol mokim sha'anu oisrim kedei klipe. Let's say we ask a kedei klipe. Let's say a case of We say, let's say, tato gobar, and it was cham letzoich tzoyna. So we say, let's say, cham letzoich tzoyna. So we say that, ademekele bola kedei klipe. So the let's say, lemailo is the isa, which is cham. And it falls on tzoyna, which is heter. So we say that the cham will answer kedei klipe of the tzoyna. The b'chol, because that's as much as the bliya will go. The b'chol mokim shana oisrin kedei klipe. So good. The bliya of the isa will only penetrate the kedei klipe of the heter. Fractoisvis amai ein oisoi kedei klipa, but now this kedei klipa is also. So let us say chatiche nasa nevele, amai ein oisoi kedei klipa, choyza vo oisa mashe etzloi. Why doesn't this Kedei Klipa also the next Kedei Klipa? That means the Bliya of Israel only went to the first Kedei Klipa. Fine. But now I have a whole Kedei Klipa, we say Chaticha Nas and Nevela, that the whole Kedei Klipa is Israel. Now let's say I'll heat up this bottom piece of meat. So why doesn't the Kedei Klipa ask for the next Kedei Klipa, next Kedei Klipa, should ask the next Kedei Klipa? Why does it work like that? Chaticha Nas and Nevela. Now I have a new Issa. I have Chaticha Nas and Nevela. The Bliya of Issa was talking the first Kedei Klipa. But now let the first Kedei Klipa ask for the second Kedei Klipa, and let's ask for the whole Chaticha. Because the Tama is only went into the first Kedei Klipa. So the first Kedei Klipa cannot ask more than the Tama of the Issa. So Mamela, that's that. Fine, so that's the Tarot. So Taisus had a problem. Taisus had a problem. When we have meat soaking in Tzir Shel Issa, when we have meat soaking in Tzir Shel Issa, so the halacha is that the meat that was soaking in the Tzir is Osa, we cut that away, and the meat that was over the Tzir is Mutter. So Tosfos asked, why isn't the Shumen that was Nivla in the Bosar HaTachtein, why doesn't that go up into the Bosa Elyon and Asari? So Taisa says the Shuman isn't also. The Shuman is only also because of the Dam. And since the Dam won't Asa because the Dam can't go up, so the Shuman also won't Asa. I don't say Chaticha Nasa Nevela that the Elayeya Tafel Choma Mineika. Barav Rabbi Elezer Mimitz Hoye Machalik, the Yireyim, said a different chilek. Mishum dolem rinen chaticha atzma nasa nevele b'miktsas chaticha el b'chol ha-chaticha. The whole concept of chaticha nasa nevele was only said if you have one chaticha that has a bliya shalisa, so I say this chaticha is nevele, and now will be nice and time another chaticha. But you never say the concept by a half of a chaticha. To say a half of a chaticha is nevela, and from one half it should go to the second half, that you don't say. And Taisa says, ve'ein zetam. Taisa disagrees with Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. They bring down, the Sabrocha brings down, the lumdis of Rabbi Lezer Mimitz was as follows. This din, chaticha nas nevela, was ad rabon and the kedin. That means, minatir, there is no such thing. If bliyish alisa went into chaticha, so I say the whole chaticha is also. Only the bliyish alisa is also. But I say the whole chaticha is also. Because I compare it mid rabon like basa b'cholov. Just like basa b'cholov, if some basa falls into cholov, the whole Bosa, the whole Bosa is also the same thing. If a Bli Shalisa falls into that, the whole letter becomes a Chavsidi Sura. By Bosa, the Cholov, the Issa Bosa Cholov was only by Bishul. So by Bishul, you can never have such a concept of half. There's no such thing as if you cook Cholov with Bosa, the whole thing becomes also. By Tzli, by Meliche, you could have such a concept that it only asks a chelik of it, it doesn't, but by Bishal Aleish, you don't have such a concept. So the Rabbi Lezer Mimitz says the only time we say Chaticha Nasa Nevela, if it's similar to Basa B'cholov, and Basa B'cholov, you do not have such a concept that half is also and half is mutter. There's no such thing. Since all this is also b'cholah beside the bishul, either if there's shishim, so nothing is also. And if there's no shishim, everything is also. So there's no such thing as chaticha nas and available by half of a chaticha. Taisa doesn't like this. Va'oid teida. So Taisa sticks with Taisa, the shtick teira of Taisa with, that we say, that the holding of Chaticha Nasa Nevela was only said if the Issa could go further, so then we say we consider that the Nesal goes together with the Issa. But if the Issa can't go further, so then the Nesal does not ask. The Ilay Taimahoch, if you won't say like this, so Taisa says, we have a tremendous problem. Ein lecha boso muta loila. So you won't have any piece of meat that's muta by. The kaimalam, the chol ha boso hanimlach, we see, when you salt meat, shesha bimolchai yoim o yoimayim, yesh boi tam melach yoisa. If the salt remains on the meat longer, the meat becomes saltier. That's what we see. So Memele, so Taisa says, so if the meat becomes saltier through that the salt remains on the meat, so Taisa, whenever you salt meat, the salt extracts the blood. So Memele, now this is also the salt. And the salt is nice and tam in the meat, because Varaya, it's there another hour, it's saltier. To us, it's more salt. So the salt that has a blia of the dam is nice and tam in the meat. Say, let's eat the meat. It's zich, the salt is zicher, nice and tam in the meat. Because you can taste it, it's saltier. And the salt has a blia of dam. So it should ask for the meat. I feel for him reading the melach shall abosso, hanesa machmas adam, yachzo v'yeser es abosso. Ala tolach roime mishim dafo pishen nivla v'bosso. Im takam hamelach, even though that is true, the melach that has in itself now a tam dam, but what goes back into the bosso? Tam hamelach. Tam adam shebemelach en yinim lo by cloud. Dam b'chlau doesn't go in because it's a cloud by tam mishrat shori. And we don't say retichan asan avela that the salt will asa. So you see this. So that's Taisus Mahalach. Now, the Gemara, let's just refresh our memory. We had a Mishnah. The Mishnah said, you cooked a yerech with a gida noshe, so it's, if it's nice in time, it's also, it's not nice in time, it's mutter. So Shmuel said, that's tafke, when will the git asa the yerech, that's tafke if it was cooked. But if it was roasted, so memele, the tam of the git does not enter the yerech is mutter. Kailach oichel. Taisa said, maybe you need kedei klipa, kedei netila, but al kaponim, the rest of the yerech is mutter. So the Gemara asked Akasha and Shmuel, there was a maise, there was a gedish et soloi vechelboi, and Ravuna asked the whole gedish. So you see by roasting, not the way you said it doesn't go through fakelt, it does go through it. He asked the whole gedish. So the Gemara said, Shani chelev, the mefafeya. Chaylev is different. Chaylev is different. Chaylev, agid is not chaylev. A fatty substance take goes through, a fluid sleep. But agid is not a fatty substance, so memela, so it won't go through. Zuktaisvish, shani chaylev the mefafeya, lekach osa, afula roish. That means that memre that Rav Huna said, that if you roasted a gdi with the chaylev kloyos, so the whole gdi is also a filoreshos noi, that's tafke. Chaylev is mefafeya. Chaylev is a fatty substance, and even it's roasted, it goes all the way through, it penetrates. Ashenkin a gid is not a fatty substance. Rakach also afilu alaysh. Vahodam rinam fektaisvus. But now I have guidelines already. A fatty substance does penetrate all the way. Goes all the way. Vahodam rinen notav miroitvoy alacheres. We had, the one was roasting a korban pesach. And the roitev of the korban pesach fell on a hat cheres. So now the roiter became nitzla ayidei davaracha. It's not nitzli eish, not nitzla ayidei davaracha. Now the roiter was became nitzla al yedei the chaim of the cheres. V'chazar eilov, and then it spritz back on the korban pesach. So it says yitel es mekaymai. So you go and take away from the korban pesach the achayvi etzva of the reitiv. That's it. Not more than that. Yitel es mekaymai v'sulai. So Tosfos understood reitiv is lachayla fatty substance, and we say a fatty substance goes all the way. That's the parents of our Gemara. Fatty substance goes all the way. The Kat Tosfos says that Gita is also yitel es mekaymai. But here we say a fatty substance penetrates all the way. And there it says by reitiv, isn't it yitel es mekaymai? So that's Tosfos kash. So Tosfos answers, Einem mishum de reitiv, einem mefafeye kol kach, de tzir ba'almahu v'loy shumen. So Tosfos says, don't compare fat to reitiv. Reitiv is the juice of the behemoth, and that's not fatty. What the Gemara said, chaylev is mefafeya. That's chaylev. Chaylev has this characteristic that it's mefafeya, will go all the way through. That's chaylev. Reitiv is like it. And just like Taisa said, by gid, you only need, by tzli, only kedei mekaymai. So the same thing is by reitiv. Taisa compared gid to reitiv. So that's it. So there's no kash. So let us just see for 1 second the Gilyan Ashas. Mikol makim kosha lahamakshin. The Gilyan Ashas, the Bekevegi asks, Amoyradike kasha, and the makshin. The makshin asked Akasha and Shmuel. Shmuel said that by Tzli, the Gid will not answer the Yerech. So the makshin asked, who the Gid doesn't answer the Yerech? Avunah says, the Chelev answers the Gdi. By Tzli. Chelev answers the Gdi. So the Gemara says, oh, Chelev is different. Chelev is Mefafei. Fine. That's what the Talsan answered. But what did the Makshin understand? The Makshin didn't know the status. The Makshin did not know there's a difference between Chaylev and Gid. He thought they're all the same. So he asked Akasha, how could you say that a Gid won't Aser Eskuloi, Bitzli? We learned Chaylev does Aser. So he did not differentiate. So if he didn't differentiate, so how did he learn Pshat Isla Mishneh? Nofal mi reitvoi, the reitiv of the Korban Pesach went back on the Korban Pesach, noitel es mekaymai. So it says noitel es mekaymai. So how did he understand the Mishneh? It's enough in the Mishneh. So of course you have to say like Tosfos says, reitiv is not chaylev. But the Makshin did not differentiate between chaylev and Gid. He held Gid and Chaylev is the same thing. So that means everything, he put everything in one pot. Gid, Chaylev, everything. Tzli is also Mefafeya. No, if Tzli is Mefafeya, so Reb Makshin, how did you understand this Mishneh? This is a Mishneh in Psochem. That Nofal Miroitva Lechesu V'chosar Eilov Yita Les Mekoymai. How did he understand the Mishneh? He's asking Akasha on Shmuel from Avune. Forget about Shmuel. How did you learn Shan the Mishneh? So you have to say there's a difference between Chaylev. I mean, you have to say this. There's a difference between Chaylev and not Chaylev. Reitiv is not Chaylev, like Tosfos says. So what are you asking on Shmuel? Shmuel's talking about a Gid. He's not talking about Chaylev. So that's Rabbi Kvega's Kasha. I'm going to Kasha. What did he do with the Mishneh? Fine. Okay. Meantime, let's go further in Tosfos. In Cain, about Al Kaponim, now we have guidelines. We have guidelines that Tzli, the Tzli is Avinshensen Leifen, it's Yitl Mekoymoy, or Kedai Klipa, that we learned yesterday. But Shuman is Mefafeya. Shuman is Mefafeya. These are our guidelines. Like Tosfos. Vim Taime im Kain b'mas nisen ike Shuman hagid. That means, well, if you're cooking a yerech with a gid, the gid has Shuman on it. And that Shuman is also. The Shuman of the gid is also also. And Shuman is Mefafeya. So now we're in hot water. So what's Pshat the Mishneh? Now what's that in Shmuel? Shmuel said that if you roast it, the yerech is mutter. So bishloime legabi the gid. We're smart there. A gid is not mefateya. Chaylev is mefateya. But this shumin on the gid, and this shumin is mefateya. So why did Shmuel say that the yerech is mutter? What's with the shumin on gid? That's the Yisrael's kash. In time in Kebe Masnis Nike Shumin Agit, the Mefafeya, Shumin is Mefafeya. Vafilo Nami Nitzle Kule. So what is Pshat and Shmuel? Shmuel said if you roasted a Yerich with a Gid, the Yerich is Mutter. Why doesn't the Shumin Aser the Gid? The Yerich, why doesn't the Shumin Aser the Yerich? So we have here two Terutz. One Terutz is V'nir L'Rabbeinu Tam, the shumnei shall gid ene mefafeya. That means not every fat is mefafeya. Because we hear the Gemara right afterwards, the Gemara says, there was a maisa with Rabbi Yochanan, and they roasted a gdi with the chaylev, and Rabbi Yochanan said the gdi is mutas. He told it was kochush. So one pshat in kochush, you'll see the Rebbe Tam says pshat kochush means it was a thin gdi. So the chela was also a not a fatty. If you have a skinny gdi, so the chela is not fatty. So that chela is not mefafei. So we see now we have guidelines that there are some fats that are fatty and that's mefafeya. There are some fats that are not fatty and that's mefafeya. So the Rabbi Natam says the shuman of the gid is not fatty. It's some male, it's not mefafeya. That was the Rabbi Natam's story. So the Rabbi Natam is telling us some mitzvahs that the shuman of the gid is not a fatty shuman. Mamel is not mefafeya. That's a Matthias. The Harav Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Meir said long this. No, he didn't go with a Matthias. Beforish, kimen de shumen agid le mitzah elemi de rabona. Shumen agid is mutter. The gid is also minatayr. The gid anosh is also minatayr. The shumen agid is mutter minatayr. Elemi de rabona, the gozru bei oto gid. That means they said since the gid is also, so the shumen which is attached to the gid has the chomer of the gid. So he says, "Kshein agid oisa." He says, "But if the gid won't aser, the gid won't aser because Shmuel said that betzli agid won't aser." So is kshein agid oisa gam boy lo yichmiru. That means the shuman is not also mitzad atzmoi. If the shuman be an also the kishuman sebekashes mefafei should aser. The shuman is mutter. No, they asked the shuman oto the gid, but it's not more chomer than the gid. So just like the gid won't answer, so the shuman also won't answer. Le perushoi, so it comes out according to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Meir. Le mai de kaimelon de ein begidim benoisin tam afilo nisbashu. That means, le loch we paskin ein begidim benoisin tam. So if you cook gidim with a yerech, la locha we paskin the yerech is mutter, because the gid is not nois and tam. So if you cook a yerech with a gid with shumen on it, so the yerech also be mutter. Because since the whole shumen is also oto the gid, it's not more chomer than the gid. So in the locha we hold ein begidim benois and tam, if only is bashal a yerech, kamoi shein a gid oisa. Tabine de osa besomach kabe hanu at moso, the nomad base, we have a case that there was a yerech and would give him and he asked, yetzoch loimet, the sovid, yesh begidim and nois and tam, nikitan, the mas nisan, so just like the gid is nois and tam, aide bishul, so the shuman will also be nois and tam, aide bishul. Period. So let us go back to the Gemara, we hear a Gemara. So the Gemara said, So the Gemara said, now the Gemara said that we have like this, a member of Shmuel, if you roast a yerech with a gid, the yerech is mutter, because the gid is not nice and tam in the whole yerech,
Taisus said maybe need kadei klipa, kadei netilas mokim, but more than that you don't need. The Gemara is takasha, we learned by chaylev, that if you roasted a gedi with its chaylev, the whole gedi is also. The Gemara said, chaylev is different, chaylev is mefatei. So the Gemara is takasha, either was a maise by Rab Yochanan, beknishta de moin, בגדי שצולוי בחלבוי ועשו ושיילו לרב יוחנן, and רב יוחנן said you're allowed to eat the whole gdi. So the Gemara says ahu kochush ave, there it was kochush. So what is the pshat in kochush? So we have two pshatim in Tosfos. Meforish Rabbeinu Tam kochush ave, it was a skinny gdi, ולקח שורי the chaylev kochush einem mefafei, the chaylev of a skinny gdi is not fatty, so it's not mefafeya. Ba'idish loima, make you say another pshat, and that's the Rabbein Atam l'shitos, and that's what Rabbein Atam said, the shuman of the gidanosh is also not mefafeya. There's such a concept, there's certain types of fatty substances which are not mefafeya. Ba'idish loima, koch shave v'yesh bay ma'at chaylev, bottle b'shishet. Bivim shat the Gemara means it was a very skinny gdi, so it did not have too much fat in it. So lemaise, so it was bottle b'shishet. That's what the Gemara means. Chaylev is takim mefafeya, but there was, since it was a skinny gdi, so it had very little chaylev, so it became bottle b'shishet. So kochosh means since it was a skinny gdi, so it had a little amount of chaylev, was bottle b'shishet. Now let's go further in the Gemara. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Omar, Kulye bechelbo havi vishorye. Kulye bechelbo havi vishorye, Bishum de mafsik kalmo, Rashi says. Now let's just explain the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara, we're talking about, we had a maise that they roasted a gdi, Bechelboy. Shalai not lo chaylev akloyes. They did not take, they roasted the gdi, they did not take off chaylev akloyes. And there was a mice, and okay, Rabu Nasa dol gdi, and Rabbi Yechanan said it's mutter. That was the problem. So we have now a problem. How does Rabbi Yechanan shtim with Ravuna? Ravuna says the whole gdi is osa, and Rabbi Yechanan says the whole gdi is mutter. So Rav Huna bar Yehuda Omar said, Kulye bechelba habe b'shorye. So let's just explain this teretz. This teretz is as follows. That's true. They roasted a kidney, that there was chelev akloyos on the kidney. You're 100% sure. But there's one factor which you misunderstood. They did not roast a whole gdi. If they would have roasted a whole gdi, then we say like chafune. So the fat is nispashit in the whole gdi, it's mafafei, the whole gdi is also. They roasted the kulya, the kidney, with the chaylev on it. This chaylev deraisa on the kidney, kulya bechelba, but that's all that was roasted. So what is the teretz? The teretz is a murdike teretz. Around the kidney, there's a very strong and hard chum around the kidney. So if you, and then there's fat attached to this chum. This fat, the eraisa, attached to this chum. That's true. That's the fat of the eraisa. So if you roasted the whole gdi, so this fat is going to go and splash it over the whole gdi. If you did not roast the gdi, you roasted the kulya. So I got news for you. This krum, there's a krum, a covering that covers the kulya. So the fat cannot penetrate the krum. So that's why the story was not about a gdi. It was a kulya of a gdi that was roasted with its chaylev, taka chaylev kloyes. But the whole shayl was on the kulya. Did the kulya become nasa? So since there's a barrier, there's a klum between the chaylev, the araisa, and the kulya, so that's why the kulya was mutter. That's pshat, the Gemara says. That means you heard 3/4 of the story, not the whole story. Ustaketshu, they roasted chaylev kloyes, that's right, but they didn't roast the whole behemoth. They only roasted the kulya. And the klum surrounding the kulya was a barrier that the chaylev cannot penetrate in asa the kulya. Period. That's the tarot. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan was mata the kulya. Look Taisvis, now let us see Taisvis. Kulya bechel bahave. The kulya was a kidney with its own chaylev. Vishaya, and that is muta, lefi shahoya hakrum mafsik, because the krum is mafsik between the chaylev and the kulya. There's a krum there, and the krum is mafsik. Venire, so now Taisa says fine, okay. Shetzorich lahoser minakulya kidei klipe. But you cannot eat the complete kulya. You have to take away kidei klipe. Lefi shakrum atzmoi muvla minachele. Kida amrine lael tlosa kalmi hade. The Gemara, we had a Gemara before. The Gemara says there are 5 krumim that you have to get rid of. 5 krumim, when you want to eat a baby, you have to take off 5 krumim. One of them is the krum of the kulya. The krum of the kulya. Why do you have to take off the krum of the kulya? Because this krum, in the inside of the krum, there's some chaylev there. So that krum is also. Could be it's also midarabon, but it's also. That krum is also. So Taisvis has a problem. So we had here such a scenario. You had a kulya, which has a krum around it, and has chaylev attached to the krum from the outside, and I roasted this. So the Gemara said, so the chaylev outside, which is chaylev the araisa, that did not penetrate the krum. The krum is a barrier, so the kulya did not become us. But Taisvis says, good, but the krum alone has its own chaylev. And it's not a barrier on that chaylev. Its own chaylev will enter, the krum has its own fat on it, which is also. Midarabon on its also. The krum of the kulya has its own fat on it. So this fat, al koponim, should asa the kulya. This fat should asa the kulya. That's Taisvis kasha. So Taisvis says, yitake right, it will asa kidei klipe. That's what Taisvis says. So that means, let's again understand what the Gemara said and what Taisvis is saying. We had over here a kulya that had a krum around it, and attached to the krum from the outside of the krum was chaylev kloyes deraisa. And he roasted this. And this krum was a barrier that nothing from the chaylev of kloyes penetrated the krum. Fine. So that's why we had a kasha, chaylev is mafafet. It can't penetrate the krum. The krum was a barrier. But now Taisvis said, but we learned the Gemara before that there are 3 krumim one has to remove because they have their own fat. And their own fat, they're not a barrier. They're a barrier from the outside fat. And their own fat, they're not a barrier. That fat could be as a chaylev kochush, could be it's not mafafeya, fine. But there's fat over there. So Taisvis says, in chanami, we'll take kidei klipe. That will take kidei klipe. That means the krum is also midarabono. You're roasting something also midarabono. So you take off kidei klipe. That in chanami. But the kulya you can eat, you take off kidei klipe. When I learned this Taisvis, I had a problem. If this krum is also such a big kedai netilas makim, why not kedai klipe? I had this problem. Baruch Hashem, I found that Primogodim asks this kasha. The Primogodim asks this kasha and Mishpat Zayisov. This is Simen Kufeis of Cotton Yotres. So he says that Pshat is that is a very small amount of chaylev on this krum. So Mamel, that is not even enough to asa kedei netila, only kedei klipe. That's what he said. But Mr. Bihira Tais was like this. Tais is that said to Yisod that by tzli it asas kedei netila, so Tais is a kasha, we shechted a sakin, which it had shamnunis on it. So it asks the base of shchita kedei klipe. So Taisa said, why isn't it kedei netila? So Taisa says, because there's so little shamnunis, whatever it is, it only asks kedei klipe. So that's what the Prima Godem says. This small amount of shamnunis chela, which is also is only a minute amount, so it only asks kedei klipe, not kedei netila. Fine. That's that. Fine. Visha kumats may move them in a hell can the mean a lelt loss a kamehav. Vim taima litsa kuya mishum de mafafeya bo loiven kuya. Tabyechen and goofy also lael loiven kuya can the marine and the mamarit lay. Fractois was akasha. Fractois we had, well, what is the loiven kuya? So we learned like this. Again, we have a kuya that's covered with a krum. On the outside of the krum, there's chaylev kloyes, which is also in our Torah. The krum has on itself some chaylev. But now, in the kul, that's the krum. In the kulya alone, there's an indentation in the kulya, and inside the kulya, there's chaylev. There's loiv in kulya. There's loiv in kulya. And there's a shayl, is this loiv in kulya also? And Rabbi Yochanan himself went and took out the loiv in kulya. So the loiv in kulya, Rabbi Yochanan held it as a din chaylev, rabbon, whatever it is. But it's also. So why didn't the loiv in kulya asa the kulya? You have in the kulya alone, you have a white substance, which is fatty, and Rabbi Yochanan held that that's also. And here we're talking about Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan was mata the kulya, and I was mata the kulya. Inside the kulya of the loivin kulya, which Rabbi Yochanan asks, that's Tais v'skasha. Kedamrinen, Rabbi Yochanan gufi yosale loivin kulya kedamrinen the mamaret lei that he took out the loivin kulya. Veishloim mekim lo yos elamid the rabbonon ena oisar asakulya. Since it's only also me the rabbon and it doesn't answer the kulya. So now we have to know this a very shvera Taisvis. Before Taisvis asked Akasha, why doesn't the shuman agid answer? Why doesn't it answer the whole yerech? Which is also me the rabbon. And that Taisvis said two terutzim. One teretz, it's not as fatty as chaylev, so it's not mefafeya, fine, one teretz. A second teretz, Taisvis says, a whole shtick teire, because the shuman gid is only also otu gid, and the gid is only kedai klipe, so the shuman is not fine. They said a whole shtick teire. We're talking about shuman agid, which is also midarabonon, and Taisvis said, a problem, why doesn't the shuman gid also the yer, tarabonon? And Taisvis said, hey, teretzim lachet, it's not such a fatty shuman, or a whole cheshbin. Here, Tais es akasha, the loiven kulya, which is l'cheir asa mid rabbonon, Rabbi Yochanan holds it's asa. Why doesn't it asa the kulya? And this is akasha. It was only asa mid rabbonon. So what? From the Tais is before we see clear, if it's asa mid rabbonon, it doesn't. That's not a heter. So that asa mid rabbonon. So this kasha, the Leiv Aryeh asks, so Leiv Aryeh says, we have to learn the Tais with a grain of salt, and Bemison the Rosh Taka says it. It's not Tyson says doesn't mean it's awesome in the Rabbanon. It's only a chumre the Rabbanon. This thing that Rabbi Yochanan was mamarit loyman kulya was not, he held it's awesome in the Rabbanon. It was a chumre the Rabbanon. So the whole thing is only awesome. Al chumre, so then it doesn't ask the police. So then it's only Yassos, you know, to eat it, but the Bliya won't Yassos. That's Pshat and Taisus. That's how the Leibaya says. Let us go further in the Gemara. Lovin Baravada Omar Kilchis Beilfis Have Ba'osu Shailu Rabbi Yochanan. There was a Kilchis Beilfis. What does Rashi say? Kilchis Sheketz Dogim Ktanim. There was some Dogim Ktanim Tmeim in a pot. Beilfis Shel Boso, in a pot of meat. Va'osu shailu l'Rabbi Yochanan, va'amuru l'tamei kfei la'amo. Rabbi Yochanan said, let a kfei la'amo, a cook, a goyish cook, let him taste it. That was the story. So before we go into this story, the Ritva asks a very pertinent kasha. We heard over here that Ravuna said they roasted a gdi with chaylev, the whole gdi is awesome. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Was a maisa with Rabbi Yochanan, b'gdi she'tzolei b'chelboi, and they ask Rabbi Yochanan, he says, it's muta. Was a maisa with, and they roasted a gdi with chelb, Rabbi Yochanan says, it's muta. His mom says, it's talking about the gdi kochish, or he says that it wasn't the whole gdi, it was the kulya with the gdi. Fine. So there was such a story. I mean, there was a story that Rabbi Yochanan was mata, they roasted a gdi bechelboy. Now, so, look, it's a gdi kochosh, fine. Rav Unne Bar Yude says, Robin Bar Ravada says, Kilchis Bilfas Haba. There was a mice over there, they cooked a pot with meat, we'll see, and there was a dak tome there, and they told a goy to taste it. That was the story. See, so the fact that it doesn't say the other Maroim knows the mice with a gdi. What is he talking about? He says the liars. I mean, what's the shadow there? I mean, two Maroim say there was a mice that they roasted a gdi with chaylev, and that was the Okash, how does the Shem with Ravune? We say Terutzim. All of a sudden he says that they cooked a pot with a dog tummy, with basar, and they asked the guy to taste it, so. So the Ritva says, no, he doesn't disagree. The Zichah was a Maisa with a Gdi, and Rabbi Yochanan was Mata the Gdi. The previous Amiroim say there was such a story, the Zichah was such a story. He's just, Rabin Baravad is telling us, in that Maimed, they were asking Rabbi Yochanan and Shaus, there was another Shaila then. It's nothing to do with what we learned till now. There was another Shaila. People were asking him Shailas. There was a Shaila, they cooked a pot of meat, and there was a dog, Tomei, in the pot of meat, and we didn't know if it's nice in time or not nice in time. So on that set, and the second Shaila, Rabbi Yochanan said, and the first Shaila, he said, it's Mutter. Well, we have the reasons why. It's a Gedi Kochosh, or it's Kul Yebechel, whatever it was. That was the first Shaila. But he says there was another Shaila there, and God, and that second Shaila, the Rabbi Yochanan Paskin that he have to ask a goy. Fine, that's some say pshat in the Gemara. Now, before we go further, Rashi says they cooked a pot of meat, ilfish el boso, and in this pot of meat there was sheketz dogim ktanim. There was some dogim ktanim also on the pot of meat, and so the Beis Meir asks Akasha, it's a very modern maisa that you're cooking a pot of meat, and there's shem sheketz dogim ktanim there. Why? How did this happen? It was very modern. He says lachayre, he would have said differently. It's speaking about that they were cooking dogim tahirim, and there was some dogim tameim. There were dogim tameim. And the Shaila was, did it asa, didn't it asa? So he said, you have to ask a goy, and ask him to taste it, if he's magish, I mean, not magish. Why did Rashi made a very modern maise? That's the Beis Meir's kasha. So the Beis Meir, from this Rashi, is a raya not like the Shach. What's the Shach? The Shach clears if a dog tome and a dog toyer is mean b'mina or mean b'shein. So the Shach says, I think it's min b'shayne min. Absolutely. Doctor may, doctor. Yeah, I think it's min b'shayne min. The dogim, but mustama, they taste different. That's what the Shach says. So the Beis Meir says, no, I have a right from this Rashi Fakel. Rashi, what happened? There was a maise, they were cooking dogim. So Poshe would say, speaking about, they were cooking dogim, tmeim with dogim toirim. So Memela, so Rashi said, if that's the case, so how could you tell the Namor to taste it? They have the same taste. Dogim toirim, he says, arrive from this Rashi, not like the Shach. Dogim toirim and dogim tmeim have the same taste. You can't ask a guy to taste it, it all tastes the same. So that's where Rashi had to say it was meat in a dog tummy. How did this happen? Akasha for mice. Was like a very modern mice. But that has to be the case. Because if it's a dog tummy with a dog tummy, it's mean bemina. That's how the Beis Meir learned Pshat and Rashi. From this Rashi is a guy not like the Shach. Rabbi Kevegin Chedushi, Rabbi Kevegin brings this down. He was talking to the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir told him this Rashi. He wrote it down. Good gesagt. That's a kaponim. That's how the Beis Meir learned Pshat in this Rashi. Now, Gavulche, I mean, this is Pshat. I have a little problem. We had the Dachsmer. It's Mavu in the Mishnah like this. The Mishnah speaks about a whole bunch of cases. Gidanish noshes and his bachelor imagidim. So benois in tam. Rashi says, so it's min b'minoi, so it's b'shishim. Then we have a whole bunch of cases. Chaticha sh'nevele, that was nisbashel mustomah, with chaticha shel bosel, which is vitamin b'minoi. V'chein chaticha shel dog tomish nisbashli mechatichais. L'chayre from the Mishnah is mevur, that it's min b'minoi. I mean, the way Rashi says, pshat, I mean, the last three cases in the Mishnah, git begidim, nevele b'bosel toire, and dog be dog, mechetz min b'minei, so l'davon you don't, I mean, l'chayre from the Mishnah, it's mevua that it's min b'minei, the way Rashi learns p'sha'an the Mishnah. Bekitza, that's what the Beis Meir says. So, they asked Rabbi Yochanan, what do you do? L'tamei kveile. So he said, you should give it to a kveile. Nachtaim oivet kechom. This was a cook. This was a chef. A goyish kech. Vashminom. So what is Rabbi Yochanan saying? The mutter lismoich olav levitumai. V'loi yoidiyu shetzrichen loi ledvar iser beheter. That means you come and ask him. You can't tell him it's iser beheter. If he knows it's iser beheter and you're relying on him, is that's no good. He doesn't have an amonis. A guy doesn't have an amonis. So how can you believe him? You have to work lefi tumoy. That means, you don't tell him anything. You're a chef. Is there enough fishy tom in the meat or is there not? What do you say? You want any, well, Bekitza has to be Lefi Tumai. And so others say Pshat, the Chavetz Chaim says, there's a big problem over here. Let's us appreciate the problem. We're talking about Isuri Deraisa, and we just tell them Lefi Tumai. There's a Gemara that you're not Seimech and Lefi Tumai elevate this Isha Bilvat. There's a Gemara and Yevomis. That's a problem. So all the achoinim asked the kasha, seems a besondere kula, they were makel by this isha because of other reasons. So how could you be soimach on a goy lefitumai, mesich lefitumai? So the Chavetz Chaim says that edis isha is something that needs edis. It's a novel shebe erve. They made a special kula, whatever the reason is, to believe a goy mesich lefitumai. Isurim does not have a Torah's edis. Varaya, you don't need Kabbalah's edis, but bezin. You don't have to be magid. Edis needs bezin. You can't edis, no nemonis chutz la bezin. Isurim does not have a Torah's edis. It's a Torah's nemonis. So if I have a svore, that is telling the truth, so then by Isurim is Neman. That's how the Chavista says.
Well, let us just see Taisus. We'll skip over the previous Taisus. Samchinin akfeila afogav doivet kichovim hu. Taisus es takashe is a goy. How can you rely on him? Given the kfeilu le mishaker shle yafsid umnose. Taisus says a different teretz. There's an umdene that he's not saying sheker. That means he's a professional. And we're asking him that, we're telling him rochel bitcha ktana, according to Taisus. Not Mesich Lefitumi. We're telling him rochel bitcha ktana. We're telling him, you know, if there's a tam basar, if there's a tam dog over here, we're not allowed to eat it. Tell me, can you taste a tam dog? So, you're a chef. You're a chef in the Hilton. Can you taste a tam dog? Now, if he's going to say, no, I don't taste a tam dog. It doesn't taste so. We're going to eat it, yeah? The minute we're going to eat it, and we're going to taste a tam dog, Nebuch, we ate Issa, but we're going to taste a tam dog, that's finished. The next day he'll be fired from his thing already. I mean, that's his mevinus, he said. That means he's scared to say a lie. Because we asked him Rochel Bitcha Ktana, do you taste a tam dog? And if he'll say no, he knows his reputation is at stake. That means, because we can check up on him. We're gonna eat it. He says no, we can check up on him. So Mamela, so that's how the Taisvis, on Seva Machlikis, Rashi and Taisvis, and Machlikis, Rashi and Taisvis, if the Nemonis of Mesich Lefi Tumay is, if it's Mesich Lefi Tumay, that's the Nemonis. And Rabbi Yankim says, so if it's the Nemonis of Mesich Lefi Tumay, why do you need a Kfeila? Why do you need a Nachtam? Mesich Lefi Tumay, you don't. I'm not, the question is not based on his, expertise. It's based on Mesich Lefi Tumay. So Rabbi Yankiv says, but a person who's a kfeile, a mesich levi tumay gufer, he chaps right away. That means, if you have to ask someone, it's negei is a beheter, so he has to think and concentrate and does. A kfeile, he can chap right away. So the whole nemonis, according to Rashi, of mesich levi tumay is if he chaps right away. If he doesn't chap right away, so and since it's Mesich Levi Tumay, he doesn't know that there's something, it's an important thing, so we won't have a birur from him. So according to Rashi, Mesich Levi Tumay is Neman, and according to Taisus, Mesich Levi Tumay is not Neman. The whole Neminis is Davke Akfele and Mare Lemnosai. Mare Lemnosai. That's the Nafke meaning. Yeah. Look the Gemara weiter. Omar Rove, Meireish Avakashali, I had a problem. The Sanya Kdeira Shabishal Boboso Lo Yevashal Bocholov. I learned a Baraisa. A pot that was used to cook meat. Don't cook milk in it. What if he did cook milk in it? Benois and tam. So then, it's benois and tam. That means if it was nois and tam in the milk, so the milk is also, it's possible cholov. If it's not nois and tam, the milk is mutter. Trume, this about Baraisa continues. Trume lo yevashel bo chulin. You're not allowed to cook chulin in trume. Now part of trume. Vim bishol. But if he cooked it, benois in tam. So is a Yisrael allowed to eat this chulin? If it's nois in tam, you're not allowed. If it's not nois in tam, you're allowed. So Rabbi said, bishloime trume toim lekoim. So I understood the baraisa, bishloime by trume, it says, if it was cooked chulin in a pot of trume, it's benois in tam. If it's nois in tam, it's, but how do you know if it's nois in tam or not? You give it a koin. Yes, kakoyin, can you taste it through me? Talking about mean b'shayni minoy. Can you taste it through me? Can you taste? Ela posa b'cholo. Man toim le. Who's gonna tell? It says,
You want to know, can I have the cholov? It's what matters. If it's nice in time, you can have the cholov. If it's not nice in time, you can't have the cholov. If it's nice in time, you can't have it. If it's not nice in time, you could have. How do you know if it's nice in time or not? Bahashta the Omar Rabbi Yochanan Samchinan Akfeila Armo, but now Rabbi Yochanan said that you can rely on Akfeila Armo. Smeloch and Nami Samchinan Akfeila Armo. So man, now in Obshat the Bereise. That means we have milk that was cooked in a flesh of Kepata Ben Yoimai. And the Tanis says that if it's not nice in time, it's mutter. How do you know this? So you can ask Akfeila Armo. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, toim lo koyin, sheshneim utorim loim, achulen vatrume. Period. I'd just like to mention a vote of Rabbi Kibeger. Rabbi Kibeger says as follows. Now let us learn the Baraisa Elch. Kideiro shebishel bo boso lo yevashel bochol. You're not allowed lo yevashel bochol. Vim bishel, but no yisen tam. Trume lo yevashel bochulim. Vim bishel, but no yisen tam. So the Baraisa says two halachas. One, you should not cook cholov in it. Don't cook cholov in it. That's halacha number one. You ask a rov, could I cook, I have one pot, can I cook cholov in the kederish or truma? No, don't cook in it. Fine. I didn't ask a rov, I cooked in it. Now there's a new shaila. In Bishul boy, you come to the rov, so you ask the rov, is it muta? Now the rov tells you different sack. Well, let's taste it. So you have to understand why did on the first shayla the Rav says no. Before I do anything, the Rav says no. After it's cooked, then he says, well, we'll see. If it's not nice in time, it's muta. So if it's not nice in time, you're allowed to cook in it also. What's the problem over here? Zogt Rabbi Kivega Azai, Bishloime by, I don't know if it's nice in time or not. So that's the second child. That I'm giving him about. So bishleim by bosa b'cholo is an iser bishul bosa b'cholo. So you're going to ask the rov Ashai, am I allowed to use this pot to cook milk in it? So rov says chas v'sholom. I'm allowed to use the pot. Maybe it's nice and tam. So the cook, forget about the milk and you throw away the milk. You're not allowed to cook bosa b'cholo. So to take a fleshik pot and cook milk in it, you're not allowed to. So on the first shayla, there's a no to begin. If you cooked already, now the shayla, did it become nesam or not? So now you'll taste it. But the chatribu won't be matter to cook. Maybe it's nice and time. This is a bishul basa b'chol. But frekta by truma, what's the problem over here? I have only one pot. I'll cook. If it tastes like truma, it'll be mutter, it'll be osa. If it won't taste like truma, mutter, what's the problem? That means that if it won't taste like trume, if it won't taste like trume, but it comes out, you will mevatel the tam of trume. The tam of trume goes into the tapshul, and you mevatel it, and it becomes bottle tak, you're allowed to eat it. But there's a klal mevatel nisa lechatchila.